loved one is a particularly difficult thing to overcome. And of course, when we lose a loved one, we all want a little something of theirs to remember them by. But what if you could keep a little piece of them instead? That's right, keep a little piece of them instead. The founder of the National Association for the Preservation of Skin Art, that's NAPSA. His name is Charles Hamm. He's made it possible for you to keep the skin art or tattoo of a loved one long after they've gone. The whole idea might be a little too much for some to stomach, keeping the skin of a dead relative, sticking it over the fireplace, maybe in a jar or something, or in some kind of a, I don't know what, but anyway, but someone has invested substantially though in their body art, it would be a waste to bury it or burn it now, wouldn't it? Charles, would it be a waste to bury it or burn it, and is that one of the reasons why people want to know about it and people want to do it?
Well, and from my own perspective, I looked at my artwork and the amount of money and time and meaning it had to me, and that's exactly what my thought was about 2 years ago.
Okay, is it very
cremated?
But is it a strange thing for people like to want to do? I mean, how do you come up with the idea for something like this?
Just sitting around talking with friends. It was more of a fluke initially, and then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, why can't that be done? I mean, over history, that has been done in a small scale. So we put together a couple of tattoo artists, a mortuary embalmer, and a doctor, and we set out to test the process. And 2 years later, here we are.
And what are we talking about here? I mean, are we talking a little bit of Hannibal Lecter? I mean, like, does one have to kind of cut the skin off where the tattoo is and then hold on to that forever or for as long as you can?
Well, there's a whole process that is put through, and it really does look beautiful when it's done. So, you know, it's done at the funeral home, and then it's sent to us. And from there, we put it to the preservation process. And I could tell you the reception we got at the tattoo show in Vegas last weekend was phenomenal,
And how is the tattooed skin actually removed? I mean, where does it take place? It takes place in the funeral home.
In the funeral home. Basically, what happens is within 18 hours of the passing, the beneficiary will notify us, and we will overnight the kit to the funeral home, which will have the packaging material, instructions, and everything. And they'll take the tattoo off, put it in the kit, and send it back to us. And 3 to 6 months later, they get the preserved tattoo.
And in what way do they get the preserved tattoo? How does it look? I mean, what kind of presentation is it?
Well, it's going to we're developing packaging for that right now, but we're going to have recommendations as to how they might want to frame it, or you know, things like that. But generally, it'll get put into a frame, like any other nice piece of art, and we'll give instructions on how to take care of it as well.
By the way, where are you based, Charles? Where is the National Association for the Preservation of Skin Art?
We're in Cleveland, Ohio.
You're in Cleveland, Ohio, and you went to Vegas. And I mean, like, I know that over in the States, particularly on the West Coast, etc., like, well, in lots of different places, I mean, body art and the whole idea of tattoos is absolutely huge, and maybe an awful lot bigger than it is in this part of the world, although it's getting bigger and bigger here too. So what training is involved for you to learn how to preserve the skin? Do you have to be a bit of a kind of a, I don't know, a bit of an expert in terms of, you know, cadavers?
Well, not so much cadavers, but, you know, you have to develop the right compounds, and we've developed, I didn't personally develop it, but it's a proprietary process that we put it through. So it really is putting the right kind of non-toxic chemicals together that ultimately does the preservation.
And can you take it from any part of the body, or do you need it to be a flat sheet of skin, if you like?
We can do any part of the body except for, we will not do the face because we believe that'll come out too distorted, nor will we do the genitals.
And how exactly do you say there is the skin preserved? I mean, does the preservation last for only a number of years, or does it stay that way for an awful long time?
Our expectation is, and our test work has determined that it would last forever as long as it's taken care of like any other fine piece of art.
But I mean, like for instance, if you like, could I put it in a glass case and display it over my fireplace and expect it to last for a number of years?
Yes. And again, there'll be instructions. You wouldn't want to put it in the sunlight every day, just like any other fine piece of art. And one of the things that we, you know, someone mentioned to me the other day, I didn't even realize this was happening, but provenance is definitely a word used to define the origin of fine art. And that's what we are doing. When you register, you get a picture of your tattoo is put on. So it's defining that tattoo came off of that person. And so forever, that'll be known.
All right, but like, I mean, and the skin itself, like, in order to make it last, does it have to kind of almost become, like, do you make it, what happens to the skin when you do something to it? I mean, like, does it sort of turn to leather?
Well, yeah, it's sort of like that, but not quite. I mean, actually what we found was the results are very positive. The ink sinks into the skin, and so when we scrape off the top layer, the color actually pops better. So it looks better when we get through with the process.
And how many pieces of art have you preserved already? I mean, like, at the show in Vegas, I mean, like, obviously, like, everybody's interested in all kinds of body art and inking and all the rest of it, etc. I mean, like, Well, did they see your thing as being something completely different, and so, like, you were able to show them pieces of art that you had preserved already?
They were blown away by it, absolutely blown away by it. The fact that we had 21 pieces on display,
yeah,
and it was nonstop people walking through that booth, just fascinated by the whole thing, all saying they wanted to go home and sign up. And a lot of them had very special meanings about their tattoos, and they would explain to me what they meant, and that's why you would preserve them. And I personally have several that have very deep meaning to me.
And when you say want to sign up, you mean people who have tattoos and, you know, after I die, I want this to happen?
Yes. And SaveMyEyes.com, we provide all the legal paperwork to make that happen. So you basically designate exactly which tattoo you're taking off, a picture of it, the artist, if you know the artist, and the beneficiary. So who would be the person that would make the contact to us?
Right. Well, Charles, for people in Ireland who might be interested, is there a photo gallery or anything that people can check out online?
Yeah, if you go to SaveMyEyes.com, you'll see a photo gallery of everything.
That's SaveMyEyes.com, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Do many people feel that they want their tattoos given as art? I mean, is there a big, do you have a big queue of people saying, yeah, definitely, I want to do it?
I can tell you everybody I've talked to has said that. You know, I have a gorilla on my chest, for example, with my wife's name, and that was put there. It's protecting my wife, and she definitely will get that tattoo, for example. you know, my grandson designed two of my lizards, and he's getting those.
Okay, but like, would it be possible that this is something that people have had for a lot of their lives, and maybe they'd like to take it with them?
Well, they could take that with them, but I think that leaving it behind for loved ones, from my perspective, is better. It's no different having urine of ashes sitting on top of a fireplace. Actually, it's better.
And it's not always the case that the person who dies before they die is the one who makes the request. I mean, a person can request the ink art of a deceased loved one.
No, we won't do it. If they're not signed up and registered at SaveMyEyes.com, we won't come and take out, we won't make arrangements to have the tattoo removed, because there's the process that we go through and the paperwork that has to be done.
Okay, so like, if people want to register, they go to the website. Do you accept international registration?
Yes, we do.
And what are the prices involved in getting something like this done? I mean, it is kind of in many ways, it's a surgical procedure.
Yeah, well, there's two things that happen here. It's initially $175, and $115 is an initiation fee, and $60 a year is your annual membership dues. That entitles you to the tattoo that's about the size of an entire chest piece. And so also there's an additional benefit. We call it a final wished benefit. If the beneficiary does all the things that they're supposed to do, NAPSA will send them a $2,000 check, because we really want this to happen.
Okay. And I presume, were you just, as you say, just sitting around and you saw a gap in the market and you said, okay, we'll do this. And suddenly now it's the National Association for the Preservation of Skin Art.
Basically, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a lot of friends. I own part of a tattoo shop, and I know the amount of money and effort, time that goes into this, and the beauty. So there's no question. There's nobody that does this on the scale that we're doing it.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations, Charles. Charles Hammett is. Charles, by the way, just give us the website again.
It's SaveMyEyes.com.
SaveMyEyes.com. Charles Hamm, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very, very much.